we begin in Australia.
Radio Zoo on the Sunshine Coast.
The news, they were shocked.
The Australian correspondent.
This is Aussie News.
There was an incident at the burnout track.
Oh, fuck yeah! Mm-hmm. I know, because I sent this to you. This is the greatest video ever, ladies and gentlemen. This is a guy who, for some reason, there's a burnout contest, and he's not allowed to go in the burnout contest.
Don't they know who they're dealing with?
It's because he's not street legal.
Did you notice what his car said? License plate said? Knuck and futz.
Yeah, he's wild.
Get old knuck and futz.
He's crazy.
Hey, I need a dick in my mouth.
AKA Steve Nogus.
Oh, Nogos.
That's right.
Nogi.
All right, you want to see what this fool had to say?
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ. We are living in a world of
wires
over here.
Too many wires.
Without any further ado, knuck and futz, Nogus.
Nogos. Now, there's like four dudes blocking this guy. And then, if you'll notice, Michael, there'll be a giant man that walks over. He's probably just under seven. He's a big boy. And that one guy's saying, get over there, get over there. You're not going over there, mate. You're not going there. The car is just revving, as you can hear. The crowd are starting to... Oh, no, they're a part of it, right? Oh, look, here he goes. He's revving it a bit.
Don't do it, knock and futz!
Whoa! That guy's like, do not go! Do not go! Now there's people crowding around. Now big security guy's going to move over here because of... He's revving. Here he goes, big guy. Leans over into the window. Excuse me, mate. You might want to fucking switch that off before I switch you off. Knock and futz says, oh, yeah? And this is crazy. Now there's 10 dudes around the car, and he's like, fuck it, rev. Moving them. Moved them. Somebody kicked his car.
It's like a bull getting ready to charge in
the
rodeo. Yes.
And he burns out on them. Burns rubber out on all of those dudes that are threatening to beat him up if he does what he's doing right now. And of course, the trademark hand should go up in the air any minute now.
Worth noting, when he burns out on those guys, all of them just kind of like shrug it off. Like they're too cool to let him know that they hate being burned out on.
That they got burning. There it is. He's claiming it. That is what. Oh, now the arm out the window. This guy's a fucking pro. Oh. Rubber flying everywhere. Smoke is now bellowing out.
To the delight of thousands of people who have assembled on some hill.
We can no longer see the burnout. He's gone. He's in a cloud of smoke. He will be going to jail after this burnout, so he's going to make it good. Oh, we're going 360s again. Man, that car is... Give it a good go, knuck and futz. Oh, my. This is a solid burnout.
Yeah.
This is top three burnouts I've ever seen.
He's covering a lot of ground.
He really knows how to handle that car. I believe it's a Tirana, if I'm not mistaken.
While sacrificing none of the burnout.
I can't see anything anymore.
It's just smoke.
It's rubber flying and smoke.
Where have you gone, Knuck and Futz?
Oh, Knuck and Futz is... I don't know how...
There he is.
He's back.
This would be an ideal time for Knuck and Futz to make a run for it, but no.
No. He's going away. He's going to visit the authorities. But not yet, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the halfway point. Oh! Is that it? And he's getting out. And he's getting on the roof of the car, you fucking champion! You're going to jail.
Look,
I grabbed him.
Being manhandled by security.
Yeah, do something, mate. Do something. See what happens when you do something.
Knuck and futz is a bald man.
Oh, security arresting him. No.
Knuck and futz, who looks like an older, fatter
jackal. Yeah, yeah. He is. He's probably like a 50-year-old fat bastard. I like him. Oh. Somebody grabbing him again.
Yep. Being restrained by several men. Knuck and futz having none of it.
How's this guy just grabbing him? Uh-oh. Guy's strangling him. Crowd's gonna get angry. Don't piss. Don't beat up the Burnout King. This is a big crowd. They will storm. Outback will go bananas on security. They will. But the announcer's in on it. Everybody's in on it. This is kind of pandemonium here.
It is.
Man. Bullshit. 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 That's right. Everybody should be allowed to do burnouts whenever they want.
That's right. Nothing but throwing his arms in the air in victory.
He did win.
Displaying his ample gut.
And the one orange guy that got disrespected is very angry, and he's trying to squeeze the Burnout King.
Yeah.
As if to say, look, I'm squeezing you. That's going to be annoying, hasn't it?
And then he jacks up his pants.
Damn, I like that guy.
Gentlemen. Yeah, sure.
So yeah, he was given a lifetime ban after that.
No, but I think I think they reconsidered. I actually really enjoyed one of my favorite parts of this whole thing was the officials from the burnout community making official statements regarding this burnout maniac.
Oh yes.
So I think what happened, if I'm not mistaken, it's kind of confusing, is they banned him, but then they took it back.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what this is the Summer Nats. Summer Nationals, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Right. Summer Nats management stated, "We want to be very clear. The only reason we reconsidered the decision was that our rules were not explicit on lifetime bans. Moving forward, the rules will be very explicit. If a driver deliberately and maliciously ignores the instructions of officials on the start line of the burnout pad, placing them and the competition in jeopardy, that driver will receive a lifetime ban.
But not now.
Apologies after the fact will not be considered. Now we all know the rules."
Yeah. So he's back in.
I think so. I think they accepted his apology.
Yeah.
Ah! No. Good, good.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw I was seeing a different statement.
The crowd loves him.
Before that, they were trying to explain why they did ban him for life. The owners of SummerNet said, "Oh, mate, we made the immediate lifetime ban decision for two reasons. The first and most important reason was we saw a guy place our burnout management team in great physical danger." We were very
danger was on point.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
We were very upset by that. Second, we were furious that all our efforts to establish burnouts as a legitimate mode of sport could have been ruined in one moment. This is not just about the Summer Nats. There are a lot of people out there who want to see burnout events banned across Australia. And all competitors and event promoters alike have a responsibility to protect this awesome sport.
Both of you...
Uh-huh. We have our moments.
Have your... Yeah. Both of you dropped off dramatically at about three-quarter way through. It turned into like a fucking... I don't know what the fuck
I
you were.
Yeah, I definitely lost that accent midway through that.
Yeah. Yeah, you turned into a special person like three-quarter way.
I just started dropping all my consonants.
Yeah, you got no more words anymore. They're just like... Just sounds like you're moaning about something. Good times.
Yeah, good times.